The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. The show today is brought to you by none other than Alive Foreign Currency, bringing you Burner Boy, Fidelity Bike, Burger King, Ron's Electric, Atos Holding, and Bonneville Bones. I want to thank all those guys for continuing to be able to sponsor us. It is an absolutely gorgeous day. Today is Wednesday. It's a hump day. We're out here having good conversation. February 7th out there. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You look like a monkey. You smell like one too. Have a beautiful birthday. Give God praise for the fact that you are another 365 days around within, I don't know whether or not you're one of these flat earthers, the sun. Maybe around the sun or the sun around you. I don't know. Wherever you are, celebrate your birthday with pride, with joy. You're still here above ground in the midst of trial and tribulation and a bloody 2024. More than 66% of the days in 2024 have been filled with bloodshed. Can I say this? Is it okay to have this kind of a conversation? Guys, pick up your papers today and be able to read these particular things. Ankle monitor firm official defends work for bail revocations in last week. I won't talk about that. I won't talk about these particular things because I've gotten significant telephone calls. Today, you're going to be able to chime into the conversation, be able to be a part of it, participate in where we are. I was hoping for a guest. I don't see him here, so we'll continue to be able to push forward. In the papers today, you can also see murder accused on bail, shot dead. A man on bail who was accused of 2020 murder was shot dead in Hospital Lane, New Providence, yesterday afternoon. Police said that the details never changed from scene to scene. This is what the chief superintendent, Kristen Skipping, said. It said the young man was walking south in Hospital Lane, and as he was walking, another young man emerged from the Sarah Ingram Park and opened fire on the young man, shooting and killing him. This is information. I saw some pictures yesterday indicating that there was a gentleman of a lighter hue with a media attachment yesterday. They indicated that he was from American media. I received no further information. The information is murky. I have to be able to call my persons within the Royal Bahamas Police Force to find out whether or not he was a ride-along to be able to see exactly was what. As a result of what's happening globally, we've actually been able to spill this information out with the U.S. Embassy being able to release information as to just being on high alert when you're coming into the country. So I don't know whether or not this gentleman, based upon the pictures that I've seen, accompanied them for a ride-along to be able to fortify and understand the story. Because what we've seen over the past few days is that there's a few Bahamians going around. I don't know if you guys saw this. I saw this. They're going on the beach. They're asking questions. Did you hear the alert? Do you feel safe? What do you think about these alerts? Are you feeling safe in the Bahamas? And all the answers seem to be very positive, right? So, you know, I don't know whether or not this story was actually being able to see that and say, where's this contrast exist? Where did the contrast exist and come down? I don't know. Don't fight me. So I'm going to have to get more information about that. But I did see some pictures out yesterday being able to see these things. Opposition, deputy leader of the opposition right there calls for Monroe's resignation. Let's just talk about this. In light of the... In light of the unrelenting string of murders in New Providence, the official opposition yesterday called for the resignation of Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe. The Bahamian people, unfortunately, no longer have the confidence that the Minister of National Security has the capacity and ability to lead the ministry in this time of national crisis. Free National Movement member deputy leader Shannon Cartwright, he said in a statement yesterday, the opposition calls for the Minister of National Security to resign and a more capable and effective replacement to be appointed in his stead. That's information that we're receiving in the papers. Also, if you look in the other paper, Miller slams the idea of violence interrupters, right? If you look in the Tribune and be able to see these particular things, just being able to be abreast to exactly what's happening. Former Cabinet Minister Leslie Miller slammed the idea, and this is from the Tribune. Former Cabinet Minister Leslie Miller slammed the idea of Carlos Reed and Rodney Moncur could be violence interrupters, saying, it's a real country, man. Stop it. Stop it. This is a real country. Ladies and gentlemen, the line's going to be wide open if you want to be able to participate in this conversation. Please, please, please be a part of that. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. We're here live and in full effect. I'm going to open up the lines early today, so let's make this thing happen. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
Why are you drunk to these porn stars?
You see that praise, Jesus? Listen, I want you to give me praise. You see where you're going to cuss me, eh? Praise God. I praise God. All right.
I enjoy your talk. So I like your talk. You mean people enjoy you.
Thank you.
And, you know, you'll be making a lot of sense, but, you know, anyhow.
You ain't called me to cuss me for minutes again, eh?
No.
Okay, praise God. Praise God.
I'm happy to see the opposition now gaining their voices, saying the things that the Bahamian people were saying all along, you know? Monroe got to go.
My God.
Yeah, Monroe got to go on a serious note now, you know? What they should have done from the beginning, I feel like he, Bell, would have made a better Minister of National Security from the drum start. But now, you know, you got to go, man, you know? Just go, you know? Allow somebody else. You know, do I always was saying that?
You were saying that.
I hope they don't let up off of him. They continue to just push and tell, change it to the ministry. Because you got to do something now. Like I said the other day, even if you want to fool us to make us believe like you're doing something, do something. And that's a good start right there with him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get up to see and let you out of call this way.
I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. You have a great day. Okay, see you later.
Love you.
Yeah, love you too, baby. See you later, right? Ladies and gentlemen, the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to participate in the conversation today, I want to shout out. Before I go any further, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. This is the kind of a time of the month, the beginning of the month. If you want to go down there and get your car insured, licensed, inspected, so forth. Well, not inspected. Insured. Let's just be very decent, right? You know, they got other spaces and places you can be able to do that. I understand that they got people who drive around. How do you get your car inspected? Anyway, let me know. Ask questions. I stay out of people's business. Amen. But go down there, AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you to be able to get that. If you're a jitney driver, taxi driver, make sure reach out to them. 3411-AFS. 3411-AFS. They can be able to assist you in being able to get those things taken care of. And they got in-house financing. As for my good, decent friend, Ethric Bow, and he'd be more than happy to assist you with that, right? I got to say something now because you know what I come to find out? Let me say this to you. Over the past 2 days, I got cussed for minutes. Okay. Over the past 2 days, you cussed me for minutes, both personally and very publicly. Right? I take the cussing. I can take the cussing. No matter me trying to be able to pontificate and make you to understand that this is a business, this is my job. The man come here to talk about a book, and I made a commitment. You don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear none of that. until I try to figure out really what is the crux of the matter. Do you not want to hear about Minnis, or you want to hear something different? And based on an internal polling, this is only me within my mind, based upon an internal polling, I come to realize that the issue is one thing. Howard, you didn't ask Minnis if he want to run. Howard, you didn't ask Minnis if he's running. But that wasn't the conversation that we were supposed to have. That wasn't a part of the thing. And Minnis will only tell me the same thing that he said when he was in front of Hubert Ingram, the same thing that he said when the media was before him. There is no vacancy within the Free National Movement at this time. I acquiesce to the leadership that exists at this time. And when we get to that bridge, we'll cross it. That's what he think he can tell me. How do I know that? Because that's what he tell me. That's the only thing he can tell me. So don't fight me for asking Minnis if he's going to run. The deeper question is, why you want me to ask Minnis if he's going to run? I thought we were done with Minnis. Have you, you know, got a change of heart? Is that what you're saying to me? This is a lot. Give me a call. Participate in the conversation today. Let me see exactly where you are. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
What?
Hey.
What's happening?
All is well, man. What's happening with you?
Everything good, by the grace of God. You dropped me yesterday, though. You dropped me yesterday.
He was getting too dangerous.
You were trying to explain to me the situation when you was telling me about the Prime Minister and him dressing up in them army outfit and thing and all them things, and all he got to do is go on the road. You're scaring to see your important.
I got five people called yesterday to say, Howard, you forget, you may be too young, but you forget when the former Prime Minister was a bellman. You forget when the former Prime Minister was these particular things. For me, this is for Howard, like I said, this is where I came from. This country needs motivation. It needs leadership. It needs vision. It needs someone to be at the forefront. Our Prime Minister sitting down, writing papers behind doors and so forth and so on, is not participatory. He needs to participate. Yesterday we've heard, I don't know if you guys watched it. I saw it. If it hit my phone, it hit your phone. Yesterday, I saw Pastor T.G. Morrison on Shanique Show being able to talk about the corruption. And he started that clip. The clip started with, I don't know where these guys live. It's like they don't shop here. They don't live here. They don't eat here. The Bahamian people need participation. And that's all my concept was. Talk to me.
Okay. Now, let me share something with you, right? Everybody have a position. Everybody have a post. Everybody have an assignment, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the Prime Minister assignment is to do what? Make sure that we have good government.
Okay, yes.
Governance.
I'm not going to fight you, yes.
And legislating things that will help the assist and make the people in the island to live more peacefully and more safe, so to say, right? Mm-hmm. That's the thing, right?
Yes, that's his responsibility,
now,
yes.
We have other ministers there. Their assignment is to carry out their mandate, whether it be education, whether it be social service, whether it be Ministry of Health, whatever portfolio they have to deal with in that portfolio to make things better, right? Mm-hmm. And the Minister of National Security and other ministers in their portfolio, but now it's the Prime Minister is to put his feet down on them to make sure they do what they're supposed to do, right or wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the ones who are supposed to mainly go on the grounds and find out from the people what's going on, right?
Right.
Okay, now let me ask you something.
But everyone, watch it now. Every one of the ministers serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister.
At the Prime Minister. Right. I agree with that. Okay. I know that, right? Okay. But I want to show you something, okay. Right? Okay. Now, We have a serious problem in this nation. Can I tell you, it has nothing to do with us. It has nothing to do with the people, them, what even committing these hideous crime. It has nothing to do with them, you know, Howard. Howard.
Talk to me.
This is a spiritual battle, boy.
Okay, like this. Go ahead.
This is a spiritual battle, Howard. When in God, earth, how will you ask?
42.
You're 42.
Yeah.
In your 42 years, when last you ever see something like this taking place? 1 month, 20-something murder. Then into another month, you're looking at within 6 days, notice it's day seven, been another 5 murders. Now, when in your days living on this earth, in the Bahamas, you experience something like that?
This is always something made up in movies or something far off from here. You look at Detroit and you say, ooh. Then you look at Jamaica, you say, ooh. Well, you know. Then you suddenly, you know, somewhere in your subconscious, you say, well, you know, these people violent. I expect that. Detroit got violence. I expect that. Before Rudy Giuliani, because, you know, I'm old enough for that. I remember when New York was crazy and Crenshaw, L.A., but never the Bahamas. I do not remember my country like this. Never.
But Howard. The violence was always here, but it's just escalating now. And not only escalating, what it's doing now, it is coming out to the forefront. They doing it boldly now. One time ago, they used to do it undercover. But now, fellas, them coming out bold, big day. Why? Because the spirit now, what Roman, is a dominant spirit.
My God.
A spirit that has no respect for nobody. That's the kind of spirit these fellas them allowing to use them now.
My God.
This ain't got nothing to do with the individual, you know. Howard.
My God.
Listen to me. I've been in a position. I like to come on your show to share some things, but listen to me. Howard, I've been in a position where I was a menace to society. A menace. That's what I'm telling you.
My God.
What these fellas doing? I mean, they doing what I never do. I never murder, but I was a menace. And you know what I realized? That wasn't me. Howard,
then you get married and you calm down.
No, I didn't get married and calm down. The Holy Spirit touched me.
Praise God. That's how I like it.
But what I want to say is, Howard, this is a demonic spirit messing with our young people. Them.
I like this.
And I don't care what nobody say. Carlos Reed, Monka, the Prime Minister, the pastors, the apostles, the bishops, whoever. And not only them. And police force and the defense force and every other person in this nation would get some type of position. The Monroe, all them. Hey, let me tell you something, Howard. Before you see this violence stop, all of us will be singing one song. Lord, prepare me.
To be a sanctuary.
Okay.
You're getting heavy. I appreciate you telling me.
And guess what? All I know, Howard, come on, 1 minute. Watch this. Listen to this. I want you to read to the nation. Please do this, man.
Okay.
Read to the nation. Chapter 3
Isaiah.
Of Amos.
Oh, Amos. Okay.
Yeah, Amos chapter 3.
Okay.
Listen to what it say. I give you a brief idea of what it say. God say this. If you see violence in the land, did not I allow it? Howard, violence is all over the place. Not only in New Providence. Listen to me. We get it better than plenty of them other places. Because people dropping down by hundreds in one day. By the 50th. But God got our back. Once we know God get our back, we good. Let me tell you something. You remember Ecclesiastes? What did Ecclesiastes say? For every season, and for every king, for every king under the earth, there is a time and a season, right? It's a time to kill. It's a time to laugh. It's a time for everything under the season. Everything is for a season. Now, I don't know how long this season will last, but it ain't going to last long. Joy cometh.
In the morning.
And when we weep, we weep the night.
My God.
And the joy will come the morning. So now, as we go to our weeping season,
yeah,
I hope the people then will appreciate when God open up the door for us to start rejoicing. So you just got to stop blaming the people then, what you want to blame because of some political foolishness. Ain't got nothing to do with no political FNM, PLP, DNA, whoever.
It's a spiritual battle.
Nothing to do with them. It's a spiritual battle.
I like that. Our thing today. It's
the
a spiritual battle.
We say we is a spiritual nation, we is a Christian nation, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't the Word of God say, listen to this, the war, our warfare is not carnal, but but it is mighty true God by the pulling down of strongholds. This fight would be fighting. This ain't gonna. This is a spiritual fight. Only God can help us out of this.
Yes.
And in His time, He will do that. I don't care what kind of solution, strategy.
We need more than just prayer, though. We need prayer and works. Faith and works.
The Bible say faith without works is dead. If you ain't got the faith to believe that God could do it, it'll never be done. Can't have no faith, no prime minister, no police officer, and things like that. God say, have the faith in Him.
Yes.
He say, listen to me, stand still and see the salvation of your God. And then tell these people, right, we say we're a Christian nation. We depend on the sovereign God because we have a sovereign nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And God is the sovereignty. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Howard, you're a man of God.
Praise God. These
people come on the phone trying to blame this one and that one and that one, you need to correct them. This is your show. I can't tell you what to say, but I could probably just give you my input and what I think.
Yeah, but when the wicked are in power.
Right.
See you later. Bye.
Right.
You want me to get into deep things.
Right.
You need to get into
that.
And so sometimes you got to give leeway to people who identify some things that we can't see.
So,
amen?
So, no, but listen to what you said. When the wicked is in power, the wicked ain't in power.
I'm just saying.
The wicked, I know you're just saying, but the wicked is not in power. Look at where I hear somebody say the other day, Howard, but these fellas were doing all these dirt killing and murders and things, right? They saying that they doing that from some high authority people. And then they don't know high authority people are. What the way to go and tell us.
It's a principalities, rulers, principles.
The in high places. Writing, it is not carnal. It is spiritual. Now watch this. We have spiritual wickedness in high places. Rulers of darkness of the world. Right? We have all these things that would be coming up again. This is a demonic power that is trying to consume our young men and take them out. Ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. You hear about that drugs, what they get out there?
What kind of drugs?
It named cinnamon or something like that. It's
cinnamon.
A new drug. When the fellas take that, it's like they is gone. They bigger than badder than anybody.
This ain't bath salts?
Huh?
This ain't bath salts? They name it cinnamon now?
I don't know what this one named. This is a new one.
But I appreciate you calling me, brother.
Yeah. But
I can find out about the cinnamon.
It's a new drug, right? What they say on the streets now. Okay,
thank you, brother. I can find out about the cinnamon. I can write this down. Cinnamon. You tell me we name a street. You tell me about exhalating. You also tell me about violence. I wrote all these things down, right? And the more thing that we're going to focus on today is the spiritual battle. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back after this.
Foundation. Foreign Currency brings you the African Giant live in concert. Burna Boy. Burna Boy performing live Saturday, February 17th, taking place at Clifford Park with Burna Boy performing live. Also performing Rich Homie Quan, Bernie Afri, Joe Capone, Bax Civelli, Ratty Pinder, Bloody, Fat Shot, Puzzle, Judah the Lion, and Jay Shepherd. Hosted by Natural Empress, Rika C, Pencil, and Aaron Ray. Music by the country's top DJs, Overdose, DJ Tag, DJ Hennessy, DJ Matt Bull, AJ Unruly, DJ Melody, Spinning Again 2024. Saturday, February 17th at Clifford Park with Burna Boy. Get tickets now. The name of the game is to be on the scene.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
It's
It's Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including that, this Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, February 7th, out here in the city, looking at this again. You know, there's another victim gone last night. It's an amazing thing, right? 66% of the days that 2024 has given us, 66%. We have gone 31 days for January, and we are at the seventh day in February. That's 38 days. 25 murders out of 38 days times 100 gives us 65.78, something like that, percent. 66% of the days that have been yielded this year, that God has given us this year, my God, is riddled with murder. 23 in Nassau, one in Abaco, one in Grand Bahama. Every constituency, you could easily nestle a murder in that to indicate. I mean, just for distribution purposes, for the fact that we're talking about Nassau. And whilst we're continuing to be able to bang on one individual, I think that's the easiest thing. I think this is the low-hanging fruit. I think the Free National Movement, in their particular capacity, being able to look at Wayne Monroe, identifies him as low-hanging fruit, to be able to take this charge to him as an individual. But if Wayne Monroe was to leave today, will that yield anything different? But if you can go Wayne Monroe, you might as well go everybody. If you can go Wayne Monroe, you might as well go the whole police force, the whole defense force, you might as well go everybody, because it's not going to change anything. Wayne Monroe doesn't set the strategy and execution for what's happening for crime and its prevention in our country. He sits at the top, atop of this particular division for administrative and legal purposes. When I say legal, I mean in the House of Assembly, being able to legislate. Legislative. He's here to be able to oversee, not necessarily execute. I'm not going to fight it. And he serves at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. If Wayne Monroe was to be able to take on this kind of position, I've never indicated that he should go on the streets and do these things. In fact, Wayne Monroe is a very good friend, but I don't even believe that this is his posture. I've known him for a long time, and his advocacy for criminal defense, his advocacy for human rights, his advocacy for what needs to be done according to the constitutional law in this country. I've known him for a very long time to do that. I've known him when they were agitating to him to run for the PLP, and he said he would never do it. Come on now, talk to me. Somebody talk to me. Before that, when he finally found his position within the DNA, and we said, "Woman, this is a good fit." I wonder, oh my God, this thing could do some stuff. I've known him then. And I believe that he's remained steadfast in his sort of position. I don't know how to be able to put this. I don't think that he's flippant, but I think he's sort of a matter of fact, right? As a matter of fact. He's never been flippant about any of these particular matters. His matter of fact position and posture has always been able to, you could identify that in the Constitution. And so, when I look at Wayne Monroe's posture and whether or not sometimes we become a little anxious in our capacity
as managers, if you've ever been a manager or supervisor, any of these things, and you have a responsibility over a section, you have work, and you have to be able to do these things. Sometimes you get anxious that things don't go the way that you anticipate. And you know, oh, I have to answer to these, I have to answer to this, I have to answer to that. Wayne Monroe, for me, hasn't cracked a sweat. And the only way that he could be able to stay steadfast in his position, because one, he knows his responsibility, he knows who he answers to, and he looks at the constitution of the country. There's no way that they're going to be able to infringe upon the rights of Bahamian people for the purposes of being able to give social satisfaction. I thought that this was a poor move. You could have been able to dispense your energy better within the Free National Movement by being able to identify low-hanging fruit. Nobody just eat mango would spoil. That this ain't even low-hanging fruit. This is already on the floor. Nobody dealing with that. That's not the issue here. The issue is not this individual. It's reformation. Wayne Monroe is a part of a body that it serves at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. Wayne Monroe was selected out of a group of men that's qualified. Wayne Monroe changing today, putting Keith Bell in there, taking Keith Bell from housing and being able to put him in that particular position will make not an iota of change, not one bit of change. Keith Bell still serves around the cabinet table. With his expertise, with his relationships, with his insight, he should participate to rectify this issue. And if we don't see it, then it doesn't exist. So let's just take it a little further. Are you screaming for the resignation of only Wayne Monroe or the whole cabinet? You should also scream for the resignation of the judicial system. That's what are you saying? I don't understand what you're doing. You're wasting time, energy. You would be better off by putting some people in red and being able to have a press conference and going hitting the streets in some of these constituencies. You would be better off going out there to show your effort and tenacity and touching people and being able to see these things. You would be better off doing that than sitting in a newspaper in your capacity officially as the deputy of the Free National Movement to talk about these issues. Wayne Monroe can't make one pinch of a difference. His lifelong journey was to defend unscrupulous characters, to be able to find certain glitches within the system and afford an opportunity for those persons to be able to tap into their rights within the Constitution. Well, there's only Howard. I feel like you're wasting your time. Telephone callers on the line. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Sitting there in Howard.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
I think the FNM is trying to do a cheap political trick. It is cheap. But now getting back to what the guys say, the young guys are sipping on lean or syrup.
Oh, not cinnamon. Okay, so
no, people say lean or syrup. That's what the rap star you mean drinks.
Lean
or syrup.
Hold on now.
It's like cough syrup to get high, and they add something to it.
I'm young enough to know syrup. That kill UGK.
Now getting back to right. Remember when the guns first started get out of control? What did Papa do? Papa have a gun code. He changed the law, and he brought in Bill Bratton. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner of L.A., Commissioner of Boston and New York to give our police tips. See, do you remember when Papa brought in Bill Bratton?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying something we need to bring in FBI profilers here. Because these guys never been to the States in their life, never been on a plane, but they dress like American thugs. They're looking at TikTok and YouTube all day and Instagram, and they thug, but they're brain dead. And they think that's real life. Fat Joe say 80% of his rap was lies. And they think that's real life, living like a thug. But it don't work that way. But we need to get into their mind. See, that this ain't reality, living a gangster life. And also, changing Wayne Monroe will do nothing. Like, we need some more policing. What makes it so scary? We only have one layer of police here. In states, they have three. They have local, state, and federal. I've seen where the state was clueless, and the local was clueless. That's why they brought in the feds. The Crush, the Zopound, the John Doe's, the Jamaican Sour Posse. And they, but for 2 years, they interact with them, sell them dope, tell them be their friend, boss them with their members who will flip on them. That's what we need to do. Like, it's like Ryan Pender, he's not a prosecutor lawyer. He's a tax attorney. We need to bring in prosecutors. Before the police arrest you, we got you. That's what the feds do. Before they come kick your door down, they know what your sweetheart favorite ice cream with the coon is.
Yeah, we watch that. We know that. That's the RICO law. They identify and build a case against you. So when you step before the judge, it's deniable. It's undeniable, I mean. It's absolutely undeniable, and they put you down as a result of that. So I accept what you're saying in those particular instances. But the truth of the matter is, if we're going to shoot straight, when we look at these things and look at our country, it doesn't matter what case that they could be able to bill against you, especially in a small society like this. It doesn't matter. If there is a backlog from years ago, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the rectification to the bill, to the Crime Act, to the Bail Act. It doesn't matter. For you to be able to rescind bail from someone who you just give bail to, it doesn't matter. You still got to go before the court. All of this is absolutely useless, in my humble opinion. I'm not a learned lawyer man, quote unquote, but in my humble opinion, the basic numbers of this thing, it doesn't make sense. Let me take a next caller. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Next caller. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, what's up?
All right, man, what's happening?
I totally disagree with you. Let me ask you a question.
With what?
Now, I listened to you very carefully in the past. Also, you were one of the ones who was screaming for Keith Bell's head, right?
No, I never screamed for Keith Bellhead.
Yeah, man, yeah.
You remember me screaming for Keith Bellhead?
And he was at the top of that particular ministry. Now, if when teams lose and don't make it to playoffs, the coach go. The head has to leave. So Wayne Monroe is not the lower hanging fruit. He is at the top of that tree.
No.
The police is the lower hanging fruit.
No.
Yes.
No, that's not the dynamics of our system.
He's the strategist. He's the adjudicator.
That's not the dynamics of the system. The system, okay, everyone around the table, the Prime Minister could come today, and make a shuffle in the cabinet right now. Wayne Monroe end up in housing. Keith Bell end up out. You could get anyone. You could find a senator, put them in this particular position, and put them in there. They still serve at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. He's the only constant in this matter.
Okay, so who's the one who's supposed to go there? The Prime Minister?
No, what I'm saying to you...
No. Who should go?
Who should
the country look to?
No.
It has to be a head.
That cannot be the answer.
You said the lower-hanging fruit. He's not. He's the Minister of National Security. Not community security, national security.
So why we don't call for the chief of the police to go?
He's not the lower hanging fruit. He's not.
Wayne Monroe is not a criminal strategist. He is not working the capacity of identifying where hotspots are. He only is given information from those experts and technocrats within the Royal Bahamas Police Force.
And if the people who he is in charge of are not doing their job, then he needs to make certain calls. That's simple. And if he's not doing that, then he needs to leave. Simple. He's not the lower hanging fruit. He's at the top of the tree. He's not.
I hear what you say. I appreciate you telling me who called, my brother. I'm indifferent with it. I am. I'm not going to fight you for it. But I'm absolutely 100% in disagreement with what you said. Wayne Monroe, in this matter, doesn't matter. You wouldn't even hear him say anything unless he's been given the okay by leadership, which is the head. I think we need to understand the dynamics of our system, okay? Let's understand that. The one thing within the government sector, within national security that exists there that could be able to... Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. Today in the newspaper, right now, you could be able to see... Ankle monitor firm official defends work, right? Now, I have intimate information and knowledge about the shoddy material. Right now, I have intimate information about certain things that have been sent and used within these particular sectors. I have information about this. Persons have sent me information indicating that and given me telephone calls. They have significant capacity within these particular things. And the structure of the contract is, let me tell you how the contract is structured. The contract says you have to answer to the permanent secretary. That's how the contract grew. The contract indicates that particular person answers to if there are any faults or you find any issue with your equipment and you have any faults, you have any trouble or issues, you have the responsibility of being able to write a letter to the permanent secretary. That is the structure of it. The only one constant that exists within these particular spaces is the permanent secretary. The permanent secretary. Everything flows through the permanent secretary. Other than that, it has not followed proper protocol. You cannot supersede that and write a concept or write a letter to the minister. You can't. The minister in this matter means nothing. He could lend strong suggestion. They could make some transition from one permanent secretary to another, moving within the sectors, to be able to ensure that they could accommodate what his desires are if he have a particular vision. But the truth of the matter is that the minister himself could be moved. Y'all need to understand this. William Monroe is no major player in this. The major player here is the prime minister, the chief of police, and those persons who are the technocrats to execute these particular things. You're screaming for William. William Monroe is a politician. He's a politician and a member of parliament for Freetown. In 2 years, if you decide Freetown not to be able to vote for him, you will see him no more. Your care and concern is how you'll be able to rectify the issues on the Camp Road right now, the crime right now. And Wayne Monroe is not the answer. That's just Howard Grant. Next telephone call. Caller on the line with the side. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Let me read a couple of these texts. In the studio with me today, he came in two steps a little later than I did. But I'm grateful for him to be able to be here with me and talk about these things because I think it's time for us to talk about this. It feels like every time we start to talk about crime, more specifically about murder, we go thinking that at least we charged on the environment with being able to be diligent in looking out for these things and participating in one way or another. Boom. Somebody gets snuffed out. Let's talk about these things. Say good afternoon to the people. This is none other than Garth Roseborough.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, world. Surely a privilege to be a citizen of this country. I personally do feel safe. I've stayed in my corner. I wish others would do so. I wish we could find some conflict resolutions. But Howard Grant, I want to say this to you today, that the maturation, I'll use the word maturation, of corruption is violence. When you have so many people who inconsistently practice ethical behavior, it breeds corruption. And as that corruption continues to amass and not be disposed of, it eventually ends up in violence. This has happened from the beginning, whereas men have done erroneous behavior or patterns, and it has ended up in violence. It had happened in heaven, you know, the book of Revelation chapter 12. There was war in heaven. You know, Michael and the archangel, he fought against the dragon for those people who are religious. If we look throughout the world today, we are not immune to this type of result. Wherever there is corruption around the world, there's been violence in places like Colombia, you know, back in the 80s, when I was a child, there was a lot of violence in Colombia with Pablo Escobar and the drug trade and the such. When governments fail to dot their I's and cross their T's and people are allowed to slip through the cracks, then there is a belittling of the force and strength of the law, and then we have this Wild Wild West behavior. And so, Mr. Howard Grant, I don't know if we're attacking this conversation from the right angle. Maybe the whole idea is not to just go after the violent offenders, but maybe we need to find out who is not doing their job, who is dropping the ball, who is not paying attention to what their duties are. And then maybe, you know, we can have some resolution.
And that could only sit in the laps of the Prime Minister at this juncture. That's it. That's it. The Prime Minister now has the strength to make modifications to his cabinet, to make a shuffle. If it's only for appeasing a social desire, this unquenchable desire to be able to see some level of shift, the Prime Minister has the capacity of being able to shift his cabinet right now. He hasn't done that.
Why?
For us to be... I can't tell you why the Prime Minister hasn't done that. I feel that he's content with the choices that he's made to ensure that those particular persons could be able to govern the way that they have.
Well, you know what I think? Just listening to you, and I always appreciate your wisdom. You know, people may not always agree with you or with me, but the world doesn't run on our opinions only. Eh? Everyone has an opinion. But I do believe that it has not happened as yet because we just had a shuffle the other day, and he doesn't want to be token the shuffling prime minister. We just had Keith Bell and Jobeth Colby and the other shuffle
I'm sure that Ingram has shuffled in within one term more than twice, maybe twice. I think if I could scratch my memory to be able to go back to that, I remember some weekends we wake up, it was a shuffle. We wake up and people move, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. To preserve the legacy of retaining certain proximities and relationships and friendships is not going to bode well when the annals of history look back upon you as the prime minister. You're going to have to make decisions.
You have to make hard decisions.
You're going to have to make hard decisions. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be an easy decision because you have relationships, you've made commitments, so forth and so on. But the fact of the matter is that the country is screaming at you for action. And all you can do to appease them is words and hope.
One thing that you said was significant in your conversation about shuffling is that the Honorable Wayne Monroe, the Member of Parliament for Freetown, sitting as our National Minister for Security, he's not a strategist. He's not a crime strategist.
That's not what he does.
He doesn't belittle, he doesn't control crime.
His only strategy is to identify in the Constitution how we can navigate to ensure that these particular persons get a fair shake. That's it. That's his strategy. So, that's what he does.
So to shuffle him makes no, never mind.
It don't make a difference. At the cabinet right now, they have cabinet meetings every single Tuesday. Every Tuesday they have cabinet meetings. When you go to cabinet meeting, everyone participate in what we need to be able to do. Because that's on the agenda. Let's take a quick commercial break and be right back after news.
The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
It's that time of year. Time for the Guardian Media Group's annual Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair at the Mall at Marathon, Saturday, March 2nd.
Starting at 10 a.m.,
admission is totally free. Games, prizes, samples, and surprises are free. So, bring your mom, bring your dad, bring grandma and the baby, and come and receive free health screening, new product info, and sound financial advice. It's the annual Nassau Guardian Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise Fair, happening Saturday, March 2nd at the Mall at Marathon. Join the movement.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. The lines are wide open today. I told you that, 323-6232. When I see it lit up, I said, let me go there just quick, so they don't cuss me today. Let me see if I can get one day with no cussing. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Or you can definitely be able to hit me up, 422-4796. And that there is on the text line. As some wild text is coming through, and I want to be able to read one or two for you so you can be able to see that, so we can talk about these things in the studio with none other than my very good friend, Garth Roseborough, talking about where we are in this country today. Says, Howard, Let me see where we are. I read one just now. It says, "Good day, Howard. You are so right. Having Wayne Monroe resign isn't going to stop the murders. It may even set us further back." That's a text that's coming through. It says, "Good day, Howard. Tell us the first caller, Marvin Dames, was the minister. She didn't say that she could resign. This crime issue was never under control. We need to stop being so political in this country." There's a text coming through, right? Dear Howard, if they're going to do the crimes boldly, then we have to punish them boldly, right in the public, boldly. That's a text coming through. Good afternoon, Howard. Shout out. The cabinet ministers who said that the national security should resign when there was 490 murders under the opposition.
Wow.
Did that minister resign at that time? No. No party can stop murder. They can only try to curb it. It's sort of the position and posture that a lot of persons are taking. And I'm going to be steadfast in this. Maybe we're going to have to talk about these things. Maybe we bring someone in from the chief clerk in the House of Assembly being able to talk to us about the responsibilities of those particular persons within that capacity. Maybe we're going to have to do this for you to understand the depth that exists in this space. Everyone serves at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. This would be very clear. That's what
he said
it is.
He said it yesterday.
Everyone serves at the pleasure of the Prime Minister. Around the table, before the Prime Minister gets in, he's identified those particular areas that persons could be able to lend their advice to. Maybe they may not have the expertise in this. Let's take Chester. We don't know Chester from, he's not a Vince Vanderpool Wallace. We don't know him from tourism. But we do know that Chester is a businessman. And at the core of what he's doing is business. And so he could lend his position, his advice, his expertise to the conversation for being able to propel the business of tourism. Let's be very clear about this. Wayne Monroe is not the chief of police. We don't know him to be a police officer. But Wayne Monroe is a criminal lawyer. And that particular capacity, he's always understood the Constitution. He's a KC, mm-hmm. right? He understands how to navigate these things. He is top three lawyers in this country, mm-hmm. I dare to say, right? I may mm-hmm. be going too far. Let's go top five. Because some fellas out there ready to cuss me right now. Let's go top five. Let's be decent, all right? Top five lawyers in this country, if you find yourself in crime, you always scrunch up your money and go looking for Wayne Monroe. Mm-hmm. You know you're just going to get some things. If you are in a human rights position, let's say you're possibly a Haitian, right? Let's say you are Jamaican or you're not necessarily a national. Let's just do that. Let's be decent as we say this. And you find yourself in a position where you want to be able to be liberated in the detention center, so forth and so on. Who are you going to look for? You're going to look for Fred. This is just simple.
You got to go look for Fred.
This is just simple, simple, simple. This is simple. This is simple stuff.
He got your back.
Okay, so let's do this. Now, as a result of his expertise and the way that he's been able to lend his experience, both he and the Prime Minister of this country, let's be very clear about this. They have expertise in these areas. But they don't need to have Keith Bell in the capacity as Minister of National Security anymore. Once he sits around the table of the cabinet, he has a responsibility when they put the agenda out, this is what we're going to be talking about today. They all participate on the exact same thing. No one's sitting in the cabinet saying, yeah, but I'm, Joe Beth is putting up a hand and saying, well, let's talk about housing. No. That's not on the agenda. That's not on the docket yet. When we get to that on the docket, then we'll knock it out. Now, my point to you is that if crime comes at the forefront, which I believe it should be right now, they should have made all modifications to ensure that crime and criminality and murder cease in this country in one way or another. And we could be able to curb it, like the texters say, one way or another. That should be on the docket right now as they go to cabinet. And if they're going to cabinet, you don't need to have Keith Bell sitting in the position of national security for him to be able to open up his mouth in cabinet. If he has the expertise, if he has the exposure, if he has these particular things, then you lend that. Also, the cabinet of the Bahamas gives leeway to the expertise that they need to get further information. So therefore what? If you are an expert in certain areas, the cabinet of the Bahamas and the Prime Minister of the Bahamas could call upon you to be able to give a presentation to the cabinet. Come on, man, you all have to understand this. There's no one individual running this country. This country is run by men. And making a shuffle after shuffle after shuffle after shuffle ain't gonna change nothing. All them still in cabinet. Now, if you fire them, like our good friend, chairman of the Free National Movement, in his particular capacity, that's a whole different story. Now his mouth could be able to, he could speak at that point. Let's shoot straight with this thing. Let's shoot straight with this. Moving Wayne Monroe is opening your mouth to come in the newspaper to say Wayne Monroe should be fired is useless. But Shannon Dodd Cartwright did not serve. There was an expectation that he would have served, but he did not serve in the cabinet's capacity. But both his chairman and his leader did serve. And they could have said to him, well, you know, fire and reigning and make a difference. Fire and reigning and make one iota of a difference. But they said nothing. They let him come out here for us to be able to scrutinize this effort in absolute social exhaustion. That's all this is. This is an exhausting effort. All to be able to keep yourself relevant in the conversation about crime. But not lending any advice to real reform and growth. You would have done better by being able to grab up 100 people, put on your F&M shirt, walk up and down in one constituency before it get dark, touch some people and say, we're concerned about these things. How can we help? Talk to me. How are you talking? Am I making sense?
Man, I'm listening.
Okay, praise Jesus. I'm going to fight you. The lines are wide open. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my brother. What's happening?
Howard, I've been with for so long, I forget what I got born to say. But anyhow, Howard, let me just ask you something. What is the responsibility of a member of parliament? What is his primary job? What was he elected to do?
Is representation in the House of Assembly for the constituents that voted him in. He's a representative.
That's it, represent.
Yeah.
Right. So
for the most part, historically in our country, they've always come to the forefront and say, well, we need this, we need schools, we need money, we need this, we need whatever the case may be.
But Parliament should pass laws for the good governance of this country.
That's their responsibility.
First and foremost of thing. When we are blacklisted, right? When we have problems within our financial sectors, the Attorney General gets together with all the stakeholders, and he goes and he makes laws. They pass laws to mitigate the effects of that blacklisting, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem in this country with guns, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Has this minister who has the power, the person who answers to him, the Commissioner of Police, has been calling and calling and calling for more punitive measures for the possession, for poison possession, illegal firearms. What has Mr. Monroe advanced to say, I am going to work with the Commissioner of Police and we're going to put heavier fines on the people who are having not only guns, but high-powered guns? What has he done, Howard?
Mr. Monroe is the Minister of National Security now. Ryan Pinn in his capacity is AG.
No, but that is his ministry. He can go, him and along, as you say, they sit in Parliament. I mean, they sit in the cabinet. They can talk and say, listen, man, these guns is the problem in this country. It seems like we can't get a hold on this. If we don't do something, all of us can sink. You heard what I mean? Tourists are getting raped. People are showing up at CBS was on a shooting. If they don't get serious and pass some serious laws in this country, and people need to know and have confidence. Just like, do you think that the Americans have confidence in what's the guy named?
Joe Biden?
Lloyd Owens, right? People need to know that the person we have there, they have our back. All Wayne Monroe does is look for loopholes in the laws, like you say. All he doing is looking for loopholes. He's not offering no solution. What solution have you seen him put forward to say, this is what we're going to do? Not a Christ thing. All you can hear, he's behind the scenes. We want somebody in the front leading this fight, man.
I appreciate your phone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for your participation in those areas. I just want to be as decent as possible as I give the mic over to you and I just say something. Let's just be very clear about something, please. I just want to be decent about these things. And the only reason I know this is because I had to travel this road to find out more about how things go in this country. With my desire and my eager approach to be able to go for RFPs, for tenders, for so forth and so on, I understand this. For relationships that I have, I understand this. For people who are there, I understand that there is a protocol that exists in this country. Oh, God. There is a protocol. There is a protocol. There is a protocol. Rayon Monroe is not going to give no suggestions for no crime without the permanent secretary being able to get the information from the chief of police, from all those particular persons who indicate that they need modifications to these particular things. Rayon Monroe gets to docket the information, and when his time come up to talk about national security, he can say, these are the things on the agenda. The same way it happened in the House of Assembly, he have to table the stuff that was given to him from the director, from the under, from the chairman, all these particular persons who lend suggestions to strengthen their segment. Rayon Monroe is a figurehead. He's a figurehead. He doesn't hold the power or wield the power. He is have the power on lease. He is merely renting power. He's a figurehead. He doesn't make any decisions without being able to ensure that the person who provided him this information, the last time we said why Jerome Fitzgerald didn't say what he needed to say when we find all the gas in that, what did Jerome Fitzgerald come out and say? What did he say? Well, you want me to get fired, eh? Stop it. There is a protocol that exists in this country. And when we have conversations on the radio, we are talking to those heads to identify, modify the systems accordingly so we could be able to get to the position. That's all we're saying. Modify it and get to the position of productivity.
There are certain discussions that have been tabled before. There's been campaigns built on certain aspects of what governance should be in this country. One of those things that has often been discussed, even though it may never come to pass, is that of the Freedom of Information Act, the FOI. But one more important than that for me, Howard Grant and the listening public, is that of the idea of bringing local government to the capital of this country. We're looking at places like Exum. I know Howard just mentioned how Chester Cooper, our deputy prime minister, is a businessman, and he's showing his expertise in whatever his hands find to do. We're looking at places like Eleuthera, who's now booming at the seams. They're not plagued with this very same conversation that we're now having in our capital. When people can feel as if there is a future, and Howard used the word several times while I've been here recently, the idea of hope. Hope is okay if hope has an ending. And that ending oftentimes is that of reality of blessings and well-doing. But we've been hoping for so long with no result, Howard Grant. And when people lose hope, people become desperate. When people become desperate, their behavior cannot be monitored to where we can understand what the outcome would be. We now have a reckless nation. We now have a violent nation, so it appears. But there's still many of us here in the Bahamas who are not reckless, who are not violent. Where do we stand in all of this? Should we have a right, Howard Grant, to sit on a board, to sit on a community table, and ensure that our neighborhoods and our communities and our constituencies are safe? Why can't we have a say at the table? Why are we still depending on one representative to take care of our national situations and our community situations? Why is that?
Well, I can tell you the truth. As I look at this, the core of, we talked about this before, the core issue that we're having in this country is corruption. There is relentless, perpetual, unbridled, in-your-face, raw, unadulterated corruption.
So that's macro management. It's too big for us.
No.
Macromanagement allows for these things to take place. Micromanagement, you can find out the detail.
Okay.
So I'm talking now, when I say local government, I'm talking about micromanaging the country, especially the capital. I have a feeling now that we're just being macromanaged, and therefore we have this issue, and we cannot find the cell within the body that is responsible for this cancer.
Okay, so let's fix it, right? Let's say it hasn't evolved into a cancer just yet. Let's say that the white blood cells just don't recognize this because it may have this kind of a membrane around it. If we're talking like this, let's talk like this. You guys can get deep with it, right? Let's say it has this membrane around it. The system accepts this particular thing because it has become a part of the system. The white blood cells don't know how to attract this, which is the law enforcement. They don't know how to be able to deal with this because it's become a part ingrained within the confines of the system. Local government, for the most part, is corrupted.
You think so?
Oh, I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
You think so?
Local government is not Nassau.
No.
It's in the family violence.
Yes, it's corrupted.
Everyone within the local government section right now is PLP. It's within 3 years. They vote within 3 years.
Somebody call this station because I need to know this.
Everyone, this is how it works, sir. I'm from Grand Bahama. The local government representative, for the most part in Grand Bahama, the majority of them at this particular time who holds leadership positions to be able to weave things and make things happen at this particular time, they are of the government of the day.
Are you serious?
And that's how it works. They have local government election happens every 3 years. Not every 5 years, every 3 years. Okay? Every 3 years. And as a result of what's coming down, because you're still dealing with these particular persons, many of them may not necessarily have administrative education, exposure, and understanding, but they do have zeal, capacity, and community expertise in terms of their contribution. Local government is just as corrupt as any one of these other areas that we're talking about. If we don't deal with the systemic corruption in this country, we're going to have a perpetuation of the exact same system. Okay? It's not going to be benign anymore. Malignant throughout the entire system and pull the country down if we don't deal with corruption. The issue is corruption. And the leadership needs to deal with corruption. But I take a little pinch, just a little pinch, and pepper it on the radio of what T.G. Morrison have said. The only way that these things continue to be able to perpetuate in a system where all of us exist is that you may have that membrane around you where you're untouchable. And if you're not untouchable, that means that you must be a participant in one way or another. Just a pinch of what he said. Just a pinch of what he said. And you have to open up your eyes to the participants in these particular things. We got to open up our eyes. But everyone would see and play like they ain't seen. Oh, child, you know, I got your in. I ain't getting in that. I ain't got no 9-foot wall around my house. And plus, you know, I ain't got no cement in the wall, so the gun holes could go through easy. This is the kind of foolishness that's happening in our country.
The 400 people that the text...
490.
He said that that happened in the last administration of the Free National Movement. That's what he said?
Let's shoot straight. The former prime minister said the minister
uh-huh.
who was screaming for the resignation of the Minister of National Security at the time,
uh-huh.
who was screaming for the resignation, did the gentleman resign? And the answer was, no, he didn't resign.
And the number, I said, was 490.
490.
In their five-year term?
In their five-year term.
Was corruption also present then as a cause corruption, of the violence?
Corruption persist. And existed from a small seedling in 1967. Oh, God, I just get deep.
You're seedling. You're trying to cut me off of where I'm trying to take you. Because you just said to me local government was corrupt. And you said that...
But local government is an extension...
You said of this state government.
They are an extension... Well, if the FNM are in the same thing...
So was local government also this day government, or was it yesterday's government?
From the inception of local government under the Free National Movement, those persons who participated in local government at that time were advocates and those pushing, a lot of them, generals for the Free National Movement. I talk about my constituency. I talk about where I come from.
And they were corrupt as well? That's what you're trying to tell
me? I told you the story. I had to tell the fella, tell me I must hire someone who live right around his area and I must pay him X amount of dollars on a day-to-day basis. I told you that. Don't you think that's corruption?
So this is not a PLP thing.
This ain't got nothing to do with no PLP. This is an F&M thing. F&M, nothing.
This is people.
This is, I told you that the white blood cells do not identify corruption because it's become a part of the system. It's a part of who we are as a people. We accept this.
So what do we complain for?
You know what we call it? We call it lunch money.
So why complain
about violence? No one is calling it adultery. You know what we call it? Sweethearting.
So why are we complaining about violence then?
Huh? No one is calling
it. If we are people who are corrupt, why are we complaining about this violence?
People don't call it boogery no more. They just call it love. You've made modifications in this system to identify words to appease your mind and subconscious to accept these things as they are. No desires for change. Your desire is to be able to ensure that the thing that you hear is easy enough for you to accept the position that you're in.
I don't.
This
like
is
that.
Corruption. You know what we call it? Lunch money. Be paying for expedience.
I don't like it.
It's what it is.
I don't like it.
Even for it, I don't like it. It exists.
I do not like it.
It exists. It exists.
So how do you root that out?
You're going to have a government, and more specifically, the head of government, the prime minister, focus on issues to deal with them. This is not an issue. This has never been an issue over the past 20 years in this country. 22 years. No administration has identified this from the existence and the inception of who we are as a people. There, no one has identified rectifying and dealing with corruption. We've seen this in 77. We've seen this with the Commission of Inquiry. We've seen this. We have seen it.
So,
and no one deal with it.
So let's just say.
We've seen it with certain organizations who've taken on certain positions. I'll be decent when I say these things. We've seen this with the perpetuation and the expansion of certain segments and shanty towns in certain islands. Let's be decent as I say this. That continue to expand, despite the fact that the head of government sits there in this constituency. We've seen this. How could it exist?
I want to call us to help me on this because I'll tell you why.
How could it exist?
If it happened on the left
it
side.
It only could exist if you let it happen. How is in the world you could ride over dirt every day and don't see it? How? Your shoe is dirty. You say, watch your, dust your feet off before you come in the house. I don't want you to drag that dirt in the house. No one said, Jesus, where did I step in this mud? Jesus. But you accept it. All you do is dust your shoes off. In fact, you might take your shoes off before you get in your own personal house.
So, Howard, based on what you're saying, whether I go on the left side of the road or the right side of the road.
So you could ride in the middle of the
road. That's a systematic issue. That's what you're saying. And the practice has been on both sides of the divide. So tell
this
me.
This ain't a practice. This is a lifestyle.
Okay, lifestyle, culture, however you want to put it. Okay, good. So a third party, let's talk about a third party coming into this equation. Could that be a resolve for this type of behavior?
Absolutely impossible.
Tell me why. Good.
This is too heavy.
You're talking
you're
about
getting too heavy
now.
With me today.
I have to get heavy with you.
You're getting too heavy.
I have to get heavy.
You know why?
You said this side.
For the most part, most of the third parties are funded by the major parties. For the most part, most of the third parties have already had conversation with major parties and major individuals within those parties who hold leadership positions that tell them, go ahead and do these particular things. Let's just shoot straight.
I could tell you this.
Let's just shoot straight.
When I was a leader of the People's National Coalition, I never got any.
Did you? Were you approached?
I was not approached.
Okay.
People know
you,
me.
Were you a part of that 21? It was about, how much are y'all?
I don't even know. I just wanted to challenge the situation to see if the Bahamian people. I wanted to challenge the situation to see if the Bahamian people were serious. Now I did that for me. I didn't expect any great outcome now, Howard, but I put myself there to see how the Bahamian people would respond. And now I could say to you, you understand it's on the left. You understand it's on the right. And what is the problem with the third party again? Let me hear this again.
Now, I have to fix your thing.
Fix me.
I got to fix this. I can
fix
this. I can fix this.
Fix it.
I can write writing some names down. Guys, I see a thing here. Let me fix this.
I want him to help me.
Let me fix this fella right now, and I can do this. Agent Francis.
No.
Michelle Malcolm.
I'm with them.
Garth Roseborough. No, I'm telling you, these are persons who had their own they were part of these particular organizations. Garthrow's Borough. Who else?
Lincoln Bain.
Lincoln Bain.
Cassius Stewart.
Cassius Stewart.
Ali McIntosh.
Ali McIntosh.
Micklin Seymour.
Micklin Seymour.
Who
else?
Smith fella.
Arinthia Kumalafi.
Yeah,
The Smith fella. These nine organizations, you've already done your part.
Yes.
You know what your part was? To saturate the person who was coming in. The objective of when the PLP comes in, if they support a particular third party, they're only going to be taking numbers away from the Free National Movement. That's what the objective was.
Well, I understand
that. That is a political strategy and an objective. Not that we believe that you're going to win a seat. But the only thing that they want to be able to do and remain constant is Lincoln Bain went in West Grand Bahama and took 300 and some votes from the FNM. He didn't take a vote from the PLP, not one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what nobody say. But you know, I voted PLP last time. Sir, you're in true to this. You're in true to this. PLPs don't vote against PLP. Listen to me. If they have a stomach ache to vote for you, they can vomit, but they can vote for you. It's the PLPs.
Man, they were swing voters that they took.
FNMs.
Lincoln took swing voters.
The concept and idea that exists within the Free National Movement is that they've always been a dissident organization. They have the spirit of the dissident. This is what they say. Howard, we've always had a spirit of the dissident. I said, well, that sounds like a haunted house to me.
I don't think the FNMs voted for no PLP. I think the swing voters went with probably Lincoln. They're only swing voters.
The swing voters represents 10 to 15% of the voters.
Yes, said. Those were swing voters that he got. And they said, you know what, we're not going left or right, we're going to go through the middle.
Let me take this call before the people cuss me out. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead. I know I had you holding, don't tell me about it. Go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Next caller. Caller on the line, go ahead. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence, 242-300-5720. Or hit me up on 422-4796. This is Howard. You said that the members of Parliament represent their constituencies. Have you considered the cabinet ministers are different? They are different because they are not chosen by their constituents. Let's just shoot straight. We choose no politicians in this country. Not one. We choose no politicians. Stop looking at the United States of America. Stop looking at external politics and trying to be able to apply it to what's happening locally. You get what you are given. You don't go into the house and say, Mama, the pot smell good. What you cooking? Pork chop, baby. Oh, no, Mama, I want chicken. All right. You're eating pork chop. Or you ain't eating at all. You don't get to make these decisions. This generation of instant gratification and commercialism washed away in their minds by what's happening in the United States of America, making a determination of what should happen in our systems, but not understanding, not reading, and not studying the system that exists. I tell this to my daughter all the time. I say to my daughter, I say, listen, baby, you keep talking about our system, but the fact of the matter is that, okay, hold on, wait, this is heavy what you're showing me now. FNM from 2007 to 2012, 490 votes. 490 homicides. PLP is from 2012 to 2017, 620. FNM from 2017 to 2021, 324 murders. And PLP, when they were in from 2021 to 2024, 300 homicides.
So they're saying that there's more homicides when the PLP
is in. Statistically, there's always more homicides when the PLP is in office. Statistically, that's a proven fact.
Wow.
Statistically. Now, I can't say.
Why?
I can't. I can only say what the fella called me this morning and say this is a spiritual battle. That's it.
But my only cross I have here today, Howard, is that based on what you're saying in terms of the systematic behavior of both parties, I know that you mentioned when you ran for the Democratic National Alliance that they said that, Howard, you know, we like you, you're family, but, you know, you're buying drinks for everybody here today.
Yeah.
Howard, you got any money?
Mm-hmm.
So do the people want change
or
they just want things to remain the same?
See, these conversations that you drag me into are too deep.
I have to.
And Bahamian people have yet to look in the mirror. When I get married to my wife for the first time, and we slept in a thunderstorm, there was a bad thunderstorm one night.
You brought the thunderstorm.
The woman, hold on. I didn't say that, sir. I like how it sounds.
Thunder and lightning?
I like how it sounds, right? So, it listen, thunder and lightning, rock-a-dam, bam, bam, bam. I mean, it was upstairs.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Rock-a-dam, bam, bam, bam. My wife woke up, and she was scared. She said, oh, my God, what happened?
He's a big fella.
She got up and put a sheet over the mirror. I never see this level of obey in my life. I said, woman, what you doing?
Yeah.
She said, no. I got to put a sheet over the mirror. I said, miss, what you doing? So what are you doing?
She didn't want to light
the lightning is going to come inside here and look at itself. What are you? Why did you do this? This is a training that she's done.
Yes.
She's been trained to do this. She don't even know why she does it. She's been trained. She's never assessed it. She don't do it no more. After I asked her these things and she couldn't answer nothing, she stopped doing it. You understand?
Uh-huh.
But she could never assess why she did that. We, as a people, have never looked into the mirror. We live with this thunderstorm that's happening in our society. We live with the sheet over the mirror. No time for reflection. Just reaction. And if we take reflection, we understand that this corruption that exists in this system has always done so. From the introduction of cocaine, right after we've been independent and we've gone off on our own, because that's where he was Black Moses. Lyndon Pinder was Black Moses up to the point of independence. After that, you're on your own. Okay, then pass Canaan over now. Go build your own things.
Yes, sir.
But in the land of Canaan at the time was cocaine.
How well can I make a confession today? When a person like myself, and I'm not the greatest man that walked the face of the earth. I'm not the greatest Bahamian. I'm not a hero of any kind. I'm just a Bahamian that wants a better country. And you avail yourself to serve your country to make it better. That's your goal. And people look at you as if you are the problem. Like, you need to go sit down. Like, you ain't got no say. Or you think you're too smart, you need to go sit down. And then these consequences show up in the public, and I listen to them cry and complain. Do you recognize that it is actually hardening my heart?
Don't let your heart harden.
I know, but it's very difficult because you say this is what y'all want. No, y'all have proven to me y'all don't want better. I made myself available for better,
this is one
and
of the
you
reasons.
Told me you don't want it.
This is one of the reasons I like to engage you. Because what you say for me is not superficial. What you say has deep implications. Okay? And I always like to draw it out. When you say it, I like to draw it out just a little bit deeper. Because your implications for me goes beyond the surface and gets deep. And I want to talk about this.
Talk about it.
And I want to talk about the fact that we should not be dismayed. We only have a little small time. 10. That's all we got.
But who's encouraging?
What you need to be encouraged for? Be ye encouraged. David encouraged himself. What you need somebody else to encourage you for? What you need people to encourage you for? People are not going to encourage you. How could a discouraged man encourage you? Where could he find the strength to tell you?
But where are the other people who are encouraged?
The only encouragement that had to come from above. You can't find the superficial earthly encouragement. That's a facade. We could see beyond your eyes, brother. You ain't got it like that. You ain't got it. You trying to give me something that you don't got. And the only way I can accept something from you is when I understand that there is transfiguration in your life. When I understand that there is divinity that rests upon you. I don't got to get spiritual and say, oh my God, I see the angel Gabriel come down. And I ain't got to see that. But I got to know that by your actions, by your fruit, there is something different about you. That's how people gravitate towards you. That's the encouragement that you give. The fruits that you yield in this life.
The average Bohemian only won $10.
But give him $10.
You got it?
I understand certain members of parliament walk around with $1,500. It's the stories that I hear.
Mm-hmm.
$1,500 in cash 50. In their pocket. 50s.
In 50s.
And anytime somebody asks them for something, they give them $50.
Whether you die.
And then they say, but I ain't got to worry about that one no more.
That's it. No matter what the case
is. These are the stories that I hear in this country.
And the people like it. They
and when
love
you
it.
Come to Howard, I can tell you, I ain't got it like that, baby.
So therefore, you're not fit. You're not fit.
See, but one thing for people know.
You're not fit.
If you come to me.
You're not fit.
You can get something to eat.
No, you're not fit.
I can get you straight.
You're not fit.
But I ain't buying your washer.
Howard, what I'm saying is that you may be the person who has a resolution for this violence in the country, but you're not fit enough to bring it to the table because no one wants to listen to you.
The fit is within the context at the confines of the corruption that you've accepted within your mind. You've already accepted corruption. You expect everybody else to be square.
That's correct.
You want people to be obtuse, because that's all corruption is. It has a lot of sides. You want people to be obtuse.
Yeah.
Because guess the truth of the matter is that you cannot stand a square person. You can't. They don't fit your picture.
That is absolutely true.
They don't fit your picture. You reject them because they don't have these kind of a this shape and this kind of a what happened, Howard? Why are you shaped like this?
Nobody wants Honest Abe on the team.
Nobody want that. No. You can't get Howard. He can blow the whole operation. You know, yeah. He's get $30,000 a month from this one.
Yeah.
You know, he's get $15,000 a month from that one.
The shingles.
Jesus, we need that. We need this. We need the next.
Yeah, so you can.
And
you
I can blow the whole game. Operation because we don't need your money, Bala.
So you're gonna be part of no part.
My children fat now without your money.
Your children ain't fatty.
My children good sized boy. I love them. I just feed them good. They just make fun of me. Daddy, you always bring some food home to eat. I love you all. Eat.
No matter how we gotta be healthy, man. You like make fit.
Good food.
Fit.
Good decent food. I don't.
I know you got my grouper. I like your grouper. That grouper you give me with them.
I don't feed my children foolishness. I am saying that to say we're going to take this commercial break. I am saying that to say we in this country have to get rid of this mindset. Listen to me.
How?
I do not believe. I promise you. This is Howard Grant. I swear, honest to God, with all that is in my heart, I don't want your money. I don't want your corrupt money.
Then you cannot go to Parliament.
I don't want your corrupt
you
money.
You cannot go to Parliament.
God knows, at the end of the day, when I lay down and I, just before they stretch me wide and cut me open and go before the church and my wife say, put a little smile on his face. Make sure his hair shape up good.
Before that happened, no, you
I got to know before I closed my eyes that I did what God called me to do on this earth. Oh, God.
Oh, you know,
I ain't teeth from nobody. You can't call me a fat thief. I can't. You can't be all these things. My God.
The preacher.
Let me just deal with one at a time.
The preacher on his deathbed said, you think heaven real?
My God. Quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen. Quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this.
Foundation. Foundation.
Creativity foundation. Is in my blood. From shoes to handbags, fashion lets me express myself and embody Bahamian culture. My name is Aiden Barrow, and I'm the creative director of House of Assembly. Alive's Liberty Prime Plan allows me to focus on my passion and stay connected, whether at home or abroad. Once I've created something new, I can post to social media from anywhere and get instant feedback. Alive has a plan for everyone. And it's created with you in mind. Alive. Believe in best.
Great news. Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Calling all pizza lovers. Craving something extraordinary? Head into Marco's Pizza and try our golden crust deep dish pizza made thick and delicious with fresh dough, fresh cheese, and fresh sauce, and baked to perfection with your toppings of choice. No one makes pizza quite as good as we do. Enjoy all this goodness for $14.75 only at Marco's Pizza. Make the right choice and order Marco's at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
I know y'all can kill me today. Don't fight me today. This God, blame God for once. Just blame God, right? Blame God for once on these particular matters. Say, hey, Howard, you and God have great ideas, but I think there's a comprehensive understanding. I think there's a need to comprehensively understand governance at the national and local levels to have a greater impact on the governance of the country and national development. This is a text coming through, being able to read those particular things. I want to thank you guys for being able to participate in this area and continue to talk about this. Hey, Howard, while I'm enjoying your revelation, you are on point. Bahamians have... Let me read this. Hold on. I had to open it up. Bahamians have an innate... cancer, corruption. It is at the fourth terminal stage. Wow. It is now in our DNA. We live for and love lunch money so much.
Hello.
And we and our leaders have used Obeah and witchcraft. Jesus, oh, Lord, this is so much. Obeah and witchcraft to destroy our nation. Oh, this is a part of their plan to control and enjoy all the spoils. He says, our solution now lies in self-preservation. Save yourself and your own soul. Put your life vest on first. It's a text. You start good, and then you're going right into the selfish position. I can't fight you.
Tired.
Right?
Exhausted. That's an exhausted
you
person.
You're going to die.
Howard.
You are going to die anyhow.
Howard, it don't make sense dying early.
Listen to me. Put your life vest on when the plane tilted downwards at 575 miles an hour to hit Earth. You're going to die anyhow. All are scanned down the same time. Your life vest ain't going to make a difference. My point. You need to be able to create community. You need to create an understanding that they're in preparation for the next generation that we could change the course of action in this country. Let's read a couple more. It says, Howard, why do people say that crime is a systemic corruption issue and not a spiritual issue? The systemic corruption was in place when Cain murdered Abel. This is a question. This is the real issue. As the country, we have gone the way of Cain. As vagabonds, you are wilding out. There's a text right here. It says, Howard, the cancer is the permanent secretaries and the public service. I cannot agree with you 100% of that. I know some very, very good permanent secretaries who are remain steadfast in their job. I really do like these particular persons, right? It says, ultimately, all politicians are chosen initially by the vote of the people, correct? No.
No.
That's absolutely incorrect. That's absolutely incorrect.
That's incorrect.
That's incorrect.
Yes, it is.
I said, shoot straight.
Yeah.
The politicians were already chosen before you even see them.
Thank you very much.
Before you even know their name, they were chosen.
Howard, you sat for an interview with the DNA, correct? What about the FNM?
I sat an interview for the FNM also.
Okay. I sat in an interview process with the PLP. And you know something? I sat there giving them my resume.
But they already had the man before you reach.
And who I was and everything
I could like
do.
That.
And Madison, they were smiling.
That's the perception of the of democracy.
Perry Glasgow, Christy smiling.
You like that?
Shane Gibson smiling. V. Alfred Gray smiling. Everyone's up there smiling. I said, my God.
That's the vetting committee?
I can get this nomination for Carmichael, eh?
That's the vetting committee?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Then they tell me, they go up and say, no, you know, we got to give this nomination to Dr. Danny Johnson, right?
Bam. Danny Johnson had it before you reached, by the way. Let's shoot straight with this. Danny Johnson had it before you reach. That's how these things play out. I don't care what they tell you.
I can't fight you because I don't know.
I ain't asking you. I'm telling you. I don't care what they tell you. Boy, you got a good chance. They lied to you because they lied to me. They let me go through all that process going between Grand Bahama Nassau, Grand Bahama Nassau, Grand Bahama. I even moved my children back to Grand Bahama because they say, how did you get the nomination for West Grand Bahama and Bimini? And then, boom, here comes Pakisha. Anyway, that's a whole different thing. You mentioned that the cabinet meets on Tuesdays. Are you aware that the cabinet meeting is a private meeting? Of course I'm aware. The cabinet meeting is on Tuesday. Everyone in this country who's paying attention to politics, they know that they meet on Tuesday. And they've done that for a very long time. Right? So let's be able to talk about this. I went for the DNA and the COI because Branville McCartney left them. I went from the DNA to the COI because Branville McCartney left them. We have to change what we are doing, man, please. That's a text that's coming through. Right? So it says, Brother Grant. Oh, Lord, this could look like this long. Brother Granite Garth, corruption is the order of the day. The PLP and the FNM are the business partners and brothers. Hence, most national agendas and issues remain the same. They turn their eyes. Things will change after King Charles' exit. This is too heavy. This is, I can't even read the rest of this.
Before a man sick.
It's a man sick. Why would you trying to kill a man? Yo, I come against this right now. Let me,
in Jesus' name.
Long live the king. You wanted to stop, right? So, it said, local government officials are elected, not appointed. You are a dangerous person, bro, to what your experience in your own town, island, and community. No. I sit in a very strategic position nationally. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to make you to understand something. I have personal experiences, and I sit in a very, very peculiar seat nationally. Mm-hmm. My telephone works two ways, but it normally works one way with calls coming in and information coming in. And if I could be able to identify the issues that exist in my area to issues that exist in your area, I realize that the system is the issue, not just my area. My God. Let's see if we can read that. It says, Howard, a famous drug dealer gangster who was gunned down in his driveway. I'm not going to read this. This is too much. So it says, that's what I've been trying to tell Dwight. Local government will change nothing. It's corruption that you have to change, right? Top 20. This is a text that's coming. It says, top 20. Good day, Howard. Top 20. While there is a spiritual side to the carnage going on, primarily it is a lack of exacting punishment to individuals who commit these heinous crimes. Execute them. And Wayne Moreau is the top 20. This is the person saying he's the top 20. That is still ain't bad. Over, you know, we got tons and tons and tons and tons of lawyers. So that's still not bad. It says, they try to keep hate rhetoric about Minnis, but Minnis showed that his responsibility as prime minister. The country had order. Brave is running a, what is this? Kakistocracy? What do you say? Kakistocracy? Kakistocracy?
They call that.
How do you pronounce it? Kakistocracy?
Yeah, I got to look at that again. But someone said that to me as well.
It says, Roko warned that the country lacks leadership. He was right, right? In many ways, he is, right? So, hello, Wayne Moreau is the wrong person to have in that position. I'm not discounting the women, but how do we know he is not a Me Too? Or that they had... Oh, God, this is too much to say. Howard, under Marvin Dames, the ex-police murderer, didn't stop. All he did was cause confusion at the police force. Howard, he's supposed to be brought $15 million to police drones. I thought it was $15 million to police drones, which could have bought four police helicopters to fight penalty. Plus, you know, the helicopters are duty-free now, so you get to bring them in, right? This is... Who really needs to stop putting people in position of authorities because they are expert at following rules and shifting blame? Here is a simple solution for Cooper. Broadcast that, and crime is happening primarily in Nassau. Start promoting the other islands. I don't think that's the answer. The answer can't be if the... Yeah, I saw that. The answer can't be if there is a fire in the kitchen, just start cooking in the bathroom. Or let's just start cooking in the rooms.
It's a Bahamian word.
That can't, no.
I think it's actually the
dictionary.
Aristocracy?
Yeah. Guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in. We're going to talk about these things tomorrow. It's Small Business Thursday. If you want to be able to participate in that, hit me up. 8270111. 8270111. It has been a great conversation today. I think the crux of the matter is the corruption. We got to be able to deal with those things and then set our house in order and move forward. I want to thank you so much for being able to tune in today. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.